Object number 5. Berat guest room. This characteristic room is abundantly lit by many windows and it has a functioning area. The room was completed with an interesting fireplace, two niches and a typical hearth, walls and wooden cupboards indicating a special building tradition and habitation in the late medieval period. In the middle of this room stands a large tray with relief decoration on which a typical complete dining service is placed. Women did not stay in this room when there were guests that were not close relatives of the family, as the moral rules of the time did not permit for them to be seen by strangers. When the guests were close relatives, women would join in. The servants of children would also stay in this area. Here, all the necessary conditions existed for them to take part in the festive ceremony without violating the social norms of the time. Through the wooden barred windows, women followed all the activity of men, while men were unable to see them. In this room, there are low wooden benches, which served for sitting and sleeping. All the services offered to guests, such as laying food on the table, washing their hands and feet, making their bed, were undertaken by men of the house. The door to the town guest room is very interesting. It has a double function as it opens into the men's guest room and shuts the door on the steps to the area and vice versa. According to tradition, when the guest arrived, before entering this room, he had to hand over his gun and give his oath to the owner of the house. He would be given his arms back and would be accompanied to the outer gate on his leave-taking. Object number 5. Berat guest room. This characteristic room is abundantly lit by many windows and it has a functioning area. The room was completed with an interesting fireplace, two niches and a typical hearth, walls and wooden cupboards indicating a special building tradition and habitation in the late medieval period. In the middle of this room stands a large tray with relief decoration on which a typical complete dining service is placed. Women did not stay in this room when there were guests that were not close relatives of the family, as the moral rules of the time did not permit for them to be seen by strangers. When the guests were close relatives, women would join in. The servants of children would also stay in this area. Here, all the necessary conditions existed for them to take part in the festive ceremony without violating the social norms of the time. Through the wooden barred windows, women followed all the activity of men, while men were unable to see them. In this room, there are low wooden benches, which served for sitting and sleeping. All the services offered to guests, such as laying food on the table, washing their hands and feet, making their bed, were undertaken by men of the house. The door to the town guest room is very interesting. It has a double function as it opens into the men's guest room and shuts the door on the steps to the area and vice versa. According to tradition, when the guest arrived, before entering this room, he had to hand over his gun and give his oath to the owner of the house. He would be given his arms back and would be accompanied to the outer gate on his leave-taking. Object number 5. Berat guest room. This characteristic room is abundantly lit by many windows and it has a functioning area. The room was completed with an interesting fireplace, two niches and a typical hearth, walls and wooden cupboards indicating a special building tradition and habitation in the late medieval period. In the middle of this room stands a large tray with relief decoration on which a typical complete dining service is placed. Women did not stay in this room when there were guests that were not close relatives of the family, as the moral rules of the time did not permit for them to be seen by strangers. When the guests were close relatives, women would join in. The servants of children would also stay in this area. Here, all the necessary conditions existed for them to take part in the festive ceremony without violating the social norms of the time. Through the wooden barred windows, Women followed all the activity of men, while men were unable to see them. In this room there are low wooden benches, which served for sitting and sleeping. All the services offered to guests, such as laying food on the table, washing their hands and feet, making their bed, were undertaken by men of the house. The door to the town guest room is very interesting. It has